Well, we are talking with Will, who's called in from Japan. We've heard a little bit about his life and his background and how he got interested in Japan. But maybe we could shift focus for a little bit and just talk about Christianity in Japan now as a whole. What is the state of Christianity in Japan?
I'd like to say first that it's not what people may think it is on the outside. I mean, people may look at Japan and see, it's materially wealthy and they've got a lot going for them as a superpower in the world. But for the Christian population, it's actually very small. It's still less than 2%, according to many, many statistics. And from what I've seen and who I've talked to, there are many independent churches that have very few members. The members tend to, be mostly women or much of the older generations. And a lot of them have like second or third generation children who have yet to be saved. So there are also youth targeted groups, kind of movements and stuff, even a few seminaries, Christian based schools. It's hard to know how many of them are truly believers or not, but I would say on a hopeful point, God is moving here and God's working. But I do want people to know on the outside that, if you look at Japan, don't be deceived by all of the great things and all of the interesting things in the culture and, in the economy and so many other things. There's really a lack of true spirituality here when it comes to following Christ, and there's a need. So,
You said there's about less than 2%. What is the population of Japan as a whole? Do you know?
right, the population, it's probably right now, well, depending on the statistics you read, there's 127 or 126 million people, which is fascinating because there's such small islands. But and even Tokyo alone is supposed to be the biggest metropolitan area in the world with over like 14 million people or so, in a rather small space. And so another thing is though that I think people should know is the birth rate is actually smaller than the death rate. The death rate is high, and it's been that way for over 15 years. There's more people dying in Japan than actually being born. So, I don't want to be morbid, but when we look at reality, it's almost like time is running out in a sense. But I do pray and believe God's going to do something here.
Well, just to give you an idea, Ireland, here in the Republic of Ireland, is about 4.5 million people total in the country. So, there's more people in Tokyo than in the whole country here, even on the whole island. Why do you think that? Why do you think that is that the birth rate is so low? I mean, I think there's theological reasons behind that. I think there's theological reasons behind why that the same thing is happening in Italy as well. But what do you see as the reason for that, particularly in Japan?
There's a lot of I've read a lot of different things online about why people think that's happening or what the main reasons are. I tend to go with, some of the main reasons being the younger generation is not even interested or encouraged to marry, really. And a lot of them feel great pressure for other things, such as, getting a very good job or, finishing their education, which takes years. Also, maybe they don't see a lot of good examples for that. A lot of them just simply don't know how to engage someone of the opposite sex and encourage a relationship and be married and have children. I think maybe a lot of them actually might see children as a burden financially because it's a very expensive country here. And so those could be some of the main reasons. There's others too. There's depression, there's a high suicide rate, there's hikikomori, which is a lot of people shutting themselves out from society, and those things exist here as well.
As I look at like Italy, especially Western Europe, the same thing is happening here, and I think a large part of it is due to just secularism. That secularism itself it produces an idea of almost not self-preservation, but self autonomy. that you don't really want children because that's going to take away from what your desires are. And so that's just resulted in a drastic drop of the number of children being born in many secular societies.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's happening here as well. And it's really a sad thing. And I think one of the things that Christians can do here, one of the biggest things in some sense, is have families and promote raising godly families and enjoy their children and get together with others and just share that with people for them to see that, you know, don't think that this is a bad thing. It's a very good thing, and God created it that way.
So would you say Japan is a secular society, or is it what type of society is it?
Yes, I would say it's a practical atheist.
Okay.
There's an indigenous religion here, and there's also Buddhism, but for the most part, most people don't know a lot about those religions, and many people live their lives as if there really is nothing afterwards. They just have to seek as much happiness out of this time as they can, and it's very secular in that sense.
So is it hard to be a Christian in Japan then, in light of that?
I mean, for Christians, well, there are the same temptations and there's the same kind of worldliness as you would have in the West or in a lot of places even. But I think as for Japanese believers in Japan, I think a lot of them can be shunned by family members because, you know, Christianity it's like a Western thing to them. Or even if they feel like, you know, there's this hovering consciousness that religion itself is they're very wary of it because it's organized, it tends to be non-Japanese in some sense, and so there's a lot of challenges with their people's workplaces if they even have the time. I think this is one of the hardest things. If they do have the time for it, and many of them don't, and if they can find a healthy church if they're a Christian, which is rare to find a healthy church. Coming back to this, I think it can just be very hard to find good fellowship with other believers where they can grow, they can pray together, mutually build one another up, which is so necessary. So I think actually a lot of believers might feel kind of alone because if most of their friends, most of their classmates, most of the people that work and most of the people they meet in daily life are not believers, it's just they're constantly bombarded with secular society, with sin and things around them, that it can be very difficult for them. So yeah, in that sense it's hard. In another sense though, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So God is with his people here.
Well, we're going to come back for one last segment with Will, but we are going to do one more song that Will has picked out. And what is this last song that you've picked out for us here?
Yeah, it's by a Christian artist named Migiwa. And I really enjoy her music. The song actually comes from one of the Psalms, Psalm 113, verses 3 and 4, and the title is From the Rising of the Sun.
Excellent. So here is From the Rising of the Sun.
されている日々
can you tell us what are some of the difficulties that Christians have in sharing the gospel with unbelievers there in Japan?
I think, first of all, people are generally very wary of anything that's religious. As I mentioned before, it's not seen as culturally Japanese. Unfortunately, there are a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons here, as well as cults that tend to come out and grow. And so I think generally people want to distance themselves from those and anything that seems organized, as well as the typical image that Christianity is just a Western thing and isn't for Japan to them. There also may be some wrong views of Christianity here as well, but I think most people just don't have a foundation yet, which that can actually be a good thing because they don't have maybe in their minds a lot of messed up theology necessarily. Mm-hmm. So they can actually get good theology and they can be taught the right thing about God and in the Word and about sin, about salvation, about Christ. And so the difficulty is the image that religion has here. Mm-hmm. But then the good thing is those who are interested, and there are people who are curious and interested, you can share with them fresh from the scriptures.
You've said a couple times now they see it as organized. What does that mean? I guess when I picture Japan, I always think of everything as very organized and set, and everything has its place. So what do you mean by when you say it's very organized, that they see that as maybe something not good about it?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. In a short time, try to work through that. But I think it just might have to be what some of the bad examples have shown to people, where, if you become Jehovah's Witness, some people won't let you talk to other members of the family if you have Christians in them or not, or they'll try to do things in a very secretive way rather than being very open with people. And so I think there just might be a clandestine aspect to it. It might also be seen as something that's kind of against Japanese society in some sense. But not everyone may see it that way, but that's some of the things I've heard, is that there's a wariness towards this kind of collective group that's different from the rest. Because if it doesn't blend in with society very easily, there's a saying here that the nail that sticks up eventually gets beaten back down. And so it's something that's kind of outside and different from everything else.
So as you're trying to tell somebody the gospel, are they hearing it as, well, this is a Western concept, and for me to accept it, I'm basically shedding my cultural and ethnic identity of being Japanese and basically becoming a Western American? Is that how they hear it?
Yes, exactly. In some sense, it's like basically saying, I have to deny anything in myself that's Japanese, because, even though you might share someone with someone and they'll say, well, I'm a Buddhist or I'm Shinto, they don't really, I think, to say this in a nice way, from the people I've actually asked, what do you believe about Buddhism? Can you tell me something about it? They don't know much about it, actually. Mm-hmm. It's more of a cultural identity. So to say to them, you need to change your cultural identity, can be a very threatening thing in some sense.
What are some of the biggest needs that the church in Japan has?
In my opinion, and this may be for almost any country, but I really think when you look at the small independent churches scattered throughout Japan, and some of the bad examples that you might hear, I think they just need godly pastors and teachers who will faithfully teach the word of God and model it for the people. So in a word, I think they really need discipleship. I think that believers, there's evangelism here. People come and go and they may share, they may hand the Bible to somebody. I've heard stories like that. And they may become a Christian, but they don't know what to do after that. They don't know necessarily what a good church is and what is Christianity, what is Christian. And so because they have that kind of blank slate that they're starting out from. And so I think they really need other believers who are trained or getting trained in the scriptures deeply, that know and that love God and that are walking with him faithfully, and that can share their life with someone else in a discipleship relationship. And then in context of a church where that can have a great effect upon the rest of the people and other churches as well.
So are you saying that it needs more people from the outside coming in, or you're hoping, primarily you'd want to be raising up Japanese individuals?
Yeah, I think it can be both. I think that because I do think there are quite a few people, I've heard a lot recently anyway, that there's a lot more interest in missions in Japan. Mm-hmm. And I think the people that do come should be focused on that, should be focused on being a member of a healthy church, or even if they have to start a healthy church to some degree with a plurality of elders, I believe that, with faithfully teaching the scriptures in the language for the people, not making it let's just teach everybody English kind of thing, but really getting to the people and then helping out the pastors who are there, who may not have anyone else, may have a lack of resources, may not have any disciples. And so, yeah, I would say it's a both in a way. And we need to help those who are Japanese believers here to be discipled and to be able to do that for others. And then also, I think the people that do come need to have that focus.
Well, I want to thank Will for joining me this evening. It's been a great discussion. Thank you so much, Will, and maybe we can do this again sometime.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, we are going to end today with a song written by Chris Tomlin, "How Great Is Our God," but it's the World Edition. So in it, you'll hear many different languages, not only English, but Spanish and Russian and many other languages in there. So we hope you enjoy this final song, and keep Japan in prayer, and we pray that God will send those individuals to Japan to proclaim his truth, and that he would raise up men and women in that country for his glory.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Will. And until next time, thank you all very much. And we will end on this song.
Sure.